Hello. We now come to the last of the 15 songs of ascent sung by pilgrims on their way up to Jerusalem to worship God in the temple. Imagine the scene. The pilgrims, men, women, and children, have been travelling for some time, steadily going up from the valleys to Mount Zion. They're no doubt tired, but full of excitement at reaching their goal. It is evening. Darkness is descending on the city they're approaching, on the surrounding hills, and on the temple, towering above the walls of the city. Inside the temple, the priests and Levites, their assistants, are going about their nightly duties, preparing the evening sacrifices. So we read in Psalm 134, "Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion." In the Old Testament, in the first book of Chronicles, chapter 9 and verses 23 to 34, there's a list of duties for the priests and Levites in the temple. Morning and evening, as the animal sacrifices were offered, the Levites had the duty of being gatekeepers in the temple, to guard the temple from intruders. We read in verse 27, they would spend the night stationed around the house of God because they had to guard it. They had charge of the key for opening it each morning. Others were in charge of the articles used in the temple sacrifices. Others were musicians, and others were exempt from duties as such, but seemed to have been supervisors, for they were responsible for the work day and night. Priests and Levites had to make sure that the fire for the burnt offering never went out, day or night. It is to these priests and Levites on night duty that the incoming pilgrims sing, as here in Psalm 134, "Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord." This is a wonderful picture of what it means to be a Christian. A Christian's chief duty is to give thanks and praise to God. It was Martin Luther, the German reformer of the 16th century, who reminded us of the biblical truth that all true believers are priests who have to keep alive sacrifices of praise to God day and night. Christians are called to praise God in the dark watches of the night, as well as in the day, not just in words, but in deeds. When things go wrong and we seem to be in darkness, we can still praise God for his goodness. The pilgrims say also to these priests in the temple, "Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord." The lifting up of hands in worship is a biblical way of exalting God, acknowledging his greatness, and putting ourselves at his service. When the people of Israel were fighting a battle, Moses went up onto a hilltop to pray for victory. When he held his hands up in the air, the Israelites, his people fighting in the valley below, began to win. And when he lowered his arms through tiredness, they began to lose. So he got two of his assistants, Aaron, his brother, and a man called Hur, to keep his arms raised up. There is a great truth here. We need to praise God and call upon him for help, that is, keep our hands raised up, if we are to win battles against our enemy, the evil one. And we need the help of our brothers and sisters to keep those hands held high. They need your encouragement and support, and you need theirs. We need one another. We do not win victories on our own. We praise God and our hands are held up when we treat each other fairly and lovingly, especially our enemies, or when we do not hit back when we're attacked. We praise God when we forget ourselves and concentrate on doing God's will. As I speak to you, I think of at least a dozen Christians, some known to me, others unknown personally, who praise or praised God in the darkness, like these priests in the temple. I think of Corrie ten Boom, a Dutch Christian lady put into a concentration camp for looking after Jews, who, with her sister Betsy, led prayer and praise for the women in her hut. I think of my friend, paralyzed severely in an accident in the home, who praises God in the darkness and serves him faithfully every day. Like the priests in the temple, whom the pilgrims found ministering to God by night, these folk are serving God faithfully in the night watches. The wonder of the Christian message is that all people, not just a special class of people called priests, are called to a life of such praise. Whoever you are, and wherever you are, God calls you to come to Christ so that you may be enrolled in his service. Come face to face with Christ and you will be changed. In a very powerful and beautiful picture of what true Christians are like, the Apostle Peter writes that they are like stones in a temple. But they're living stones, real people like you and me, all built together from great differences of race and background and culture, all to be made into a temple to God's honour and glory. He writes, "So then, you must come to him as if you yourselves were living stones, and you must let yourselves be built into a living temple in which you will become a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices which God will be pleased to accept through Jesus Christ." That's 1 Peter 2, verse 5. The final verse of this Song of Ascent is a prayer made by the pilgrims to those faithful priests and Levites in the temple ministering in the night watches. May the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. This prayer will be answered for all faithful pilgrims who set their hearts on journeying to God. The one who made this universe will bless you, and there could be no greater blessing than that. The temple in Jerusalem is no more. But what it stands for, the presence of God on earth, is here wherever Christ is received and loved. Our Christian pilgrimage is not to a literal temple of stones and wood, but to the very heart of God himself, brought to us in the person of Jesus Christ. The writer of the New Testament book of Hebrews says to his Christian readers, "You've come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God." Hebrews 12, verse 22. Have you come that far? Have you joined the pilgrimage which is journeying to the Father's house? You can do so right now as you listen, by turning to Christ for forgiveness of your sins, and then having that burden of sin taken off your shoulders, journey on in faith and joy. We invite you to come.